Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, don't look now, but summer has slipped in on us this week. And, you know, here in the Gulf Coast down south, by the time summer officially starts, we're ready for some fall weather. At least I am. How about you? Well, we got a ways to go. We got to get through these hot days and high temperatures and possibly some summertime storms. But once that's here, we'll be getting into the fall weather. Long way off, so we got a lot to talk about between now and then. And, you know, since an important piece of gear for sportsmen really all year long, but especially in the summertime, are sunglasses. And my question for you this morning, what is your go-to choice for sunglasses? Tell us the brand, maybe the type frames, the lens colors, or any other features. I'll talk to you about mine and get yours on by texting us, along with your comments, to 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. It's a sunglasses type Saturday here on the Outdoor Show. If you're going to be fishing offshore this weekend, you need to be aware there's some new Wahoo regulations that went into effect on Thursday. I don't think this is going to affect many anglers at all, but it is on the books. It's now a 5 fish per person per day for Wahoo, and individuals catching 5 Wahoo a person, I don't think that happens very often. But in case you get into them, abide by the new law. Also, we're going to hear from Ashley Ray. She's coordinated a multifaceted outdoor event on the banks of Bayou Lacombe. It's coming up next weekend. She's going to tell us what's there for families to go out and enjoy themselves, how you can get involved, and the best part about it, it's all free, free admission. And today's Bad Boys of the Outdoors story, well, we're going to feature a Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery game warden who hit a grand slam. He had a grand salami day down in Terrebonne Parish. We'll tell you that story. If you are one of the ones headed out today, be careful of the heat advisory that's out there. What you're going to encounter, some variable winds offshore, 6 to 12, 1 to 2-foot seas, good for offshore snapper fishing. Same kind of forecast for tomorrow as far as the seas. The winds will be coming out of the east tomorrow, 8 to 15. On the interior lakes and bays, got a variable 6 to 12 knot weather wind speed today, 8 to 15 tomorrow on the interior lakes and bays. Remember, those winds and seas definitely higher if you are in or near those pop-up thunderstorms. Mississippi River sitting at 11.8 and holding steady. A lot of tide rains today, 1.4. That's good news. Got plenty of moving water. And there could be some moving water from the sky. About a 30% chance of rain. You're either in it or you ain't. Temperature's going to be in the mid-90s. So remember to bring the ice, the sunscreen, the sunglasses, which we're talking about this morning, and a floppy hat. That's your Coastal Marine Forecast from the National Weather Service. And finally, you know, today we wish a happy 50th anniversary of the week where the movie Jaws broke, which Jaws is probably one of the most arguably most popular fish stories ever. And if you had a favorite scene or line from that movie, what would it be? We're also taking those texts. 504-260-1870. That's your lifeline to this radio show. It comes directly here to the studio. We take fishing reports, questions, comments, anything you want to talk about in the great outdoors. 504-260-1870. Keep it handy. And let's take you there now, live and direct to Campos Marina. We chat with Robbie Campo, proprietor there. Robbie, how's it going this week? Looks like from the pictures I've seen, it's been another slam dunk week, man.
Yeah, I tell you what, Don, it's been really, really good. Yesterday was a little bit, they had a little bit of a lull yesterday. They didn't do too great yesterday, but for the most part, man, it's been You know, it's earlier in the week, Monday through Thursday, was just incredible. A lot of fish being caught here in Lake Bourne. Most fish I've seen caught in Lake Bourne here in the last 10 years, and I'm not kidding you. Usually by this time of the season, you know, up into the season here, the speckled trout are pretty much, on the outside. But I tell you, I saw some catches that come from off the eastern shoreline from Jenke's Ditch going down to all the way down, actually, to Pity Pass. That was just phenomenal. And the size of these fish, I just could not get over. So you got a lot of good fishing going on here in the lake. Don, you know, we talked about these redfish for the last couple months. You know, when were they going to make this cut? When are they going to start making the slot? And we're starting to see some 18 and a quarters, 18 and a half. So these, and I kind of figured it around the second or third week of June that these fish would start making the cut. And that's what's happening now. So we're starting to see, quite a few more redfish coming in and not being thrown back overboard. We got an exciting day. We are hosting Totes Rodeo. I think it's the 25th annual rodeo. It's the first time ever here at Camp O's, but we got it here today. There's a lot of people out here. This is going to be mass chaos to the max. if you're heading down this way, everybody, and I think there's one of the Catholic high schools. I think it's Brother Martin today, maybe. If you're coming down and you're going to be after that 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to be in touch with you. I'm going to text you and let you know how the live bait situation is going down here. Make phone calls, people, this morning. Everybody down here is slammed with people. The lines are backed up. There's a lot of people fishing today. Chalmette has live shrimp. These guys need some business. At Bait Incorporated and by Tony Cucci over there, they have live bait on hand. If you can stop there and give them guys some business, they would surely appreciate it. And we would too, because I don't want you to come down here and not have it. So make phone calls. If you're coming in and you're going to be around that 6:30 hour or so, make some phone calls. It's hot, people. Stay hydrated. Please, I know I'm practicing what I preach now, Don, and as I'm getting older here, look, man, I feel like I was falling apart. Had a bout with pneumonia with this stuff, man. It goes from dehydration to viral infection to pneumonia to, look, stay hydrated. It's hot out here, guys. Do your Florida water, whatever you're doing, drink a lot of water. Keep the water in your system. I had some people sick earlier in the week. I mean, it is brutal out here. And then we're only in June, and we got July and August and the first part of September to go through to get back before we start seeing some cooler weather. So stay hydrated, guys. If you're not signed up for Star Tournament, do so. The tagged redfish was caught over here by the dam the other day. No entry. This does you no good, people. These people got $750,000 of prizes they're giving away. Look, CCA gives away some great stuff. They got great prizes. Get signed up. If you're not signed up, do so. You're only kidding yourself if you go out there without it and you catch that fish. I mean, it's a must. For the few dollars that it costs to have this CCA membership, get it. I mean, because we had a guy, caught one, a speckled trout the other day down by the dam that went 6.48, Andrew Haas. He caught it out of a kayak, but he can't enter it in the kayak division because his wife won 2 years ago, so he had to enter it in the regular trout division, but he did catch it out of a kayak on a live croaker. So there are some big fish to be had, people. We got a long summer here, with CCA Star Tournament. Just get signed up and get it done.
You know, there was another guy was fishing with Captain Chris Moran out of Fouchon, caught an 80-plus pound cobia, no ticket. Guess what the leader is in cobia right now? It's around 55, so he would have blown it away, but no ticket.
There you go. No ticket. Yeah. No, yeah, you got to have the entry, man. It's, you know, and Don, but look, for 70, 75 bucks or whatever it is, I mean, come on, man. I throw $75 away backing out the driveway sometimes. So, you know what I mean? you got it. I mean, I wouldn't leave the dock without having that, without that entry, you know? So, I mean, for the couple bucks that it costs, I mean, you know, you might as well have it. I mean,
well, plus the organization has helped fight, you know, the pogey issue, and they create reefs, for artificial reefs, and they do a lot for conservation for fishing. So it's a donation as well as an insurance policy against catching a fish that might be a winner, too.
That's exactly correct. Well, look, if y'all coming on down this morning, it's a little crazy down here, but look, we got our team, and we're working diligently to get everybody out of here. So hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us, and you know, be patient. We're going to get you in the water, and we'll have you fishing in a little bitty while.
All right, Robbie, I got a warning for you for next week. Beginning Thursday, it's the Rummel Rodeo down there, and it could be an RJ sighting, so be careful, okay?
Yeah, I'm sure. What is Daiquiri Machine? I know it's coming.
Hide the wallet.
I've heard about it.
Hide the wallet. All right, Robbie, y'all have a good one, my friend.
Okay. All right, Don, talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
Right, there he goes, Robbie Camp. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to Captain Kirk Stancil. We head all over to the extreme western side of the state, find out what's going on around Big Lake with Captain Kirk right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And let's head over to Hackberry Rod and Gun, Captain Kirk Stancil, who has blazed a few trails for people who may have gone where no man went before. Captain Kirk, how's things been going over there? Midweek reports I got, well, if you want trout, they got those. If you want bull red, you got those too.
Yep, exactly. No flounder and not many slot reds, but there's a few. A few slot reds, but the trout fish has been good. You know, and it's all depending on the wind. Those days that wind kicks up over 10 knots, you'll get 12, 15 knots. It gets tough, because we're catching most of our fish, just about all of them, in the open water.
Fishing reefs, any?
Yeah, catching them on reefs and birds, but not many shoreline trout. And I've been fishing those, you know, checking them pretty hard. I mean, starting my day in some of these good spots with a normally good spot, just a little bitty trout on the shore where I'm fishing. Mm-hmm. Been trying.
Yeah. So, now, I know when you fish birds, you like to fish plastic simply because it's less work not having to change baits as frequently. But what are you using when you're fishing them on the reefs in the lake?
Live shrimp or plastics. You know, I mean, the Marker 54 has been working good under a poppy cork, and the trick to fishing that is you don't pop it a lot. You just kind of throw it out and reel it slow. And every night, maybe three times throughout the retrieve, you pop it. Hmm. But just a slow retrieve where that shrimp just kind of, you know, that artificial shrimp, fake shrimp, I want to call it, is just moving real slow through the water, you know, natural.
Yeah.
And, of course, we've been doing real good on the down south, and the Little Johns both have been doing good on the quarter-ounce jig heads.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this now. You know, I hear that some people are coming in early with limits. Some people are coming in with near limits. Has that 13-inch size, now that we've had it for a while, has it presented any problems, or is it no problem with the amount of trout that's being caught this year?
I mean, it doesn't seem to be a problem. I mean, you know, some guys, depends on the schools you hit. Some of them say, man, we'd have had our limit if we could have kept the old size limit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then some guys come in and say, man, no problem. Everything, they come in, everything's 15 to 18 inches. It just depends on the school of fish you hit in the area, you know. And some of these reefs have been the reef fishing has been holding the better fish. Fishing the birds, you got to hit that right school. And, you know, they're in certain areas. Otherwise, it's little old micro trout, I'm going to call them.
And when you get into those micro trout, do you leave them or do you hope that there's going to be some big ones mixed in? Seems to me like, you know, they say birds of a feather flock together. I think fish of a fin swim together.
That's right. But it depends on how the, like, first thing in the morning, if I hit a bunch of this, yeah, I hit two or three or four little bitty ones, I'm cranking up moving. But later in the day, as the bite, you know, slows down or whatnot, I may stick with them, and you know, you can pick one or two out of that bunch sometimes. Mm-hmm. And look, if you're going in on some birds and you're watching the activity on the water, if you don't see any fish busting, that's usually little fish. I mean, if you got nicer fish in there, they're going to be popping the top. And so, you know, that's kind of an indicator of what's going to happen when you're easing in on school fish.
Great tip on bird fishing. Kirk, you know, you guys have always had multiple guides there. You got several boats, and not only is that an advantage for big groups, but it's an advantage like when you guys go out and you go in different directions. If somebody's on fish, he's going to tell the other guys what's going on and bring you over there, right?
Well, yeah, we communicate, you know, cell phone. We communicate, and I go out, and I'm on the water. If my bite's not happening, I get on the phone, and I'll call people. Not necessarily to find out where he's catching fish to go there, but it eliminates me where I need, you know, where I'm going to run. Okay, let's say they catch him in the washout. Okay, well, that's big enough. I could go over there in that area. But it gives you an idea of what pattern to look for to go to your next spot.
Do you guys have a war room type meeting in the morning before breakfast and get together and come up with a game plan?
Well, you can kind of say that. All the guys sit around. They, you know, all the 95% of the guys get here early, and we're all sitting there having breakfast, telling war stories, like you say. You know, what happened yesterday or last year, this time, or whatnot.
Yep, I've been there and seen it. It's a beautiful sight, beautiful thing. Well, what time are you heading out this morning? You're probably getting ready to go in the next few minutes, huh?
Getting ready to go pretty quick. Yeah, it's starting to get light right here right now. I mean, everybody's saddling up. In fact, I've already seen two boats leave the dock.
Well, we're not going to make you late. Just give us the information. If somebody wants to contact you guys or watch the camera there on the dock, let them know how to do all that stuff.
Okay, well, our number is 337-762-3391 and Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out and.com. That's where you can go there and sign up and look at our live feed.
Very good. Kirk, thanks for keeping us up to date with your reports. We really appreciate it.
Oh, hey, okay. Well, I want to mention one thing. I was looking at our reg book, and guess who I saw on the cover?
I don't know. Did he have a catfish in his hand?
He sure did. You're looking good,
Don. I know that guy.
All right. Well, you know,
better,
you have
better
day,
there
I'm
than in the post
you.
Office. Better my picture
yeah,
there than on the
fact.
Post office. Right.
That's right. All right, Don. Great show. You do a good job. Thank you.
I'll autograph a copy and drop it off for you.
I appreciate that.
Right, have fun. See you next time.
All right. Okay, see you. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel. The Stansel boys do a great job out there. Guaranteed you're going to have fun and probably catch a whole bunch of fish if you go out there with them. All right, coming back after this, going to get to some of your texts. Your favorite sunglasses, I'll tell you about mine. Also, your favorite line from the movie Jaws. And I think everybody's pretty much sharing the same one. We're back to explore that right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for you offshore fishermen that may or may not have gotten the word, we have some new Wahoo regulations that went into effect on Thursday. It establishes a 5 fish per person recreational bag and possession limit. Previously, there was no established recreational bag and possession limits for Wahoo. We have one now. I don't know how many people this is going to affect. I have never been on a trip where not only did I not, but no one on the boat ever catch 5 Wahoo on one trip. I'm not saying it's impossible. It can be done. But from now on, if you do catch 5, hand the rod to someone else. You'd be over the limit. So we want to make sure you stay within the limits of our laws and pass along regulations as we get them. All right, we're going to do a quick 10-second pause. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about all the sunglasses I have and get to some of your text messages about which your preferences are. We'll do that right after we let our local stations identify themselves along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, sunglasses, very important piece of equipment. Never leave the dock without them. Man, I have been out there, got caught forgetting my sunglasses, and hopefully, sometimes, luckily, someone else on the boat had a spare pair I could borrow. But, man, that gets to you. It can really get you a headache and, you know, damage your eyes, really, in those bright, sunny days. I counted them up. I've got 10 pairs of sunglasses. They include Marucci's, Costa Del Mar. Now, Costa Del Mar used to have a pro staff program, and I was on it, and they would give me some sample products to use, and then also I could buy extras at a discount, but they discontinued that. But I still have some of the Costa Del Mar's, and as far as getting repairs done, it's not cheap, but at least they do it if you should break the frames. I've never had problems with lenses going bad. It's always been, if I've had a problem, it's been broken or worn out frames. I've got various lens colors, everything from a bright yellow for early light shooting or skeet shooting, to rose colors when you want that in the woods fine definition. And then for those really bright sunny days out on the water, I got some really dark blackout ones. And one pair actually has some built-in bifocals. So when you're tying line and putting on hooks and new baits, you can actually see out of them. I'm not a fan of bifocals, but I bring those when I need them. I've also got a pair of camo frame for hunting. I got one new pair I picked up last year called Popticals, and they fold up in a way that they fit into a small, probably about a 3-inch plastic egg-type box, and it's good for storage and carrying them out in the woods. I use those an awful lot. I've also got a pair of 3M clear lens. That's for yard work protection when I'm weed-eating or cutting grass or riding a tractor. I've also got a couple of El Cheapos from Dollar General. I just keep them in the trucks as spares. And I don't even think they're polarized, but those ones that I think you pay a dollar or two and part of it's a donation thing, they're indestructible. They're very, very soft and flexible. Anyway, what's your go-to pair? Text us, tell us why you like them. And you might include some fishing reports, questions, comments. We'll add that into our pro staff of guides and marina operators report. So let's get to them. Here's one that says Canon, I believe is the name. It's pronounced Burnett XL. The backstrap stacker from Mobile says, I've been wearing Costas for years. Blue lenses are my choice. Going to be a hot one today. Muddy waters over here in Mobile Bay from the rain and the dredging of the ship channel. And his favorite line, like so many, we're going to need a bigger boat. And here's several votes for the favorite line from the Jaws movie, we're going to need a bigger boat. I think my favorite line was when Captain Quint described what happened when he was on the Indianapolis. And the boat was sunk, and the sailors went into the water, and the sharks went into a feeding frenzy, and he escaped. And I think that was his main reason for his lifelong hatred of sharks. Anyway, what's your favorite line from Jaws and your favorite sunglasses? Here's one says, sunglasses. This is from the Lafayette Kayaker. I am trying Shady Rays in mirrored blue polarized. They're good, much less than others. For driving, non-polarized are great. We got Butch, the bridge tender there at the Wycloski Bridge. His favorite line is, I think we need a bigger boat. Probably everyone's favorite line. And old Wingbone, he's checking in from Wilmer, Alabama, and he's bragging the high school he attended last month. No, he didn't attend last month. Last month, the high school he attended their bass team won the state bass tournament for Alabama. Congratulations. Tell us the name of the school, Wingbone. And we got the Frog Lawyer checking in. It's slamboree time on LA1. I'm in a 12-foot kayak, so definitely we're going to need a bigger boat. Here's one that from Captain Robin. He says his go-to are, I think this is pronounced Bajio, or it looks like Bajio, but I'm sure it's Bajio sunglasses in blue mirror. Lens color started by Al Parkinson, who left Costa after 15 years when they sold out. Excellent customer and warranty service. Well, thanks for that tip, Captain Robin. Good to hear from you. Roy from Mid-City likes Ray-Bans with a wraparound and definitely polarized. As far as Jaws, the line, we're going to need the bigger boat. All right, we got more of these comments coming in, more fishing reports. Stick around. Text us at 504-260-1870. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, it's a Sunglasses Saturday here on The Outdoor Show, and we're asking you, what is your favorite go-to pair of sunglasses? I've owned 10 different pairs, various ones I use for various activities. For the most part, I don't know if I had to pick a favorite, I think it would be probably the Marucci's. But I tell you, those Popticals I got are pretty doggone nice. All right, here's some more coming in. Don, I use Wiley X's in Florida and in the marsh. It's a must for sit fishing. Jaws is my favorite movie. Best saying, a little stalking, a little tender rising, and down you go. That's from the Weave, who is definitely going fishing. All right, we also have someone, and they shall remain nameless, is throwing a party on Lake Catherine for the LSU game. Rumor going to be a daiquiri machine there. Well, didn't get my invitation. How about you? Lafitte LT, Pelagic and Maui Gyms are his two favorite sunspecs. Our old stomping grounds have changed out of Southwest Pass. Had a decent day on Monday. Five man with, one red, or was it with 10 reds, 9 lane, 2 mangrove snapper. Tuesday had 4 men, only 4 reds, 2 lane snappers. Sharks are still a problem, but same spots we fish for years, now a struggle to get limits. We got this one. The River Rat is heading home from an 1,100-mile run. Great show as usual. What kind of shoes do you wear for that kind of a run, Rat? And we got Justin the Duck Guy. He is fishing the Long Rocks. At least he's headed that way. Good luck to you, Justin. Give us a report. Let us know how you do. And the Worm says his favorite sunglasses are the free ones. Work hands out. And let's see. Here's one that votes for the Maui Jim wraparound with the blue lenses and the Banjo with, I think it's Banjo. I'm not sure. I guess maybe it's Banjo with green lenses. And a report that Lake Catherine area is on fire with the fish. Favorite line, you're going to need a bigger boat. And the sunglasses have to be Costa. Here's one that says, my favorite part in Jaws was when Captain Quint sang the sea shanty, farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. I remember that. That was pretty neat. You know, we have our own Captain Quint. His name is actually Eric Mohabarak. And he's won a Captain Quint look-alike contest, and we actually nickname him Captain Quint. He's a dead ringer for old Quint, and if you want to check him out, you can go to his Facebook page and find out. In fact, we'll have him reporting, I think, next Saturday. We'll have Captain Quint Mohabarak join us. He's really a very, very close-looking guy. He could fill in as a double for Robert Shaw. All right, here's one. Ray-Ban Wayfarers with prescription lenses. And here's a different favorite line. Smile, USB. Yeah, that's when old Captain Quint was talking to Jaws. And let's see, we have one that says Mary G. Montgomery. Is that a sunglasses brand? I'm not sure what that is. Here's one that says the Deco high-wide sport glasses have been the best I've used. The lenses are changed depending on the color required. Generally sold as shooting glasses, but they work great for fishing. Well, thanks for that info. Here's one that says it's Big E.E. driving in from Texas, and he uses the Crossfire sunglasses with the readers. The line from Jaws is, smile, you son of a bee. And we've got Deb, the news chick, checking in from Florida. She says, sunglasses, of course, and necessary evil here as well. I own one pair of Foster Grants that fit over my glasses. I do not leave home without them. Be shocked by this, but I have never seen the movie Jaws. I've seen clips of it it just then jumps around. I've seen clips of it, but never the whole movie. You need to watch it. That is definitely a classic. And for its time, it might have been one of the spookiest, scariest movies ever come out as far as 1975 when it made it. All right, we got Eddie for months. He's been using Costas for years. His next pair will be the Bajio sunglasses, but also use Crossfire safety glasses. And like everyone else, we're going to need a bigger boat. I'm going to have to check into these Bajio. I'm not familiar with them, but I'll have to check them out on the web and find out more about them. Got several people like them. And here's one says, like many of my generation, it was through Jaws I first learned of the Indianapolis. In 1996, I met a survivor and had the great privilege of giving him a personal tour of my ship, the Constellation, taking him places civilians couldn't go. His name was Boatswain's Mate Second Class Eugene Morgan. His ashes were later sprinkled over the wreck by his sailor grandson. What an interesting story. All right, we got more text. If you've got one you'd like to send in, we try to get to all of them each week. It's 504-260-1870. And we come back, we'll check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter, find out if the fishing's as good in the central portion of the state as it is east and west. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Okay, getting some great comments in on the movie Jaws, favorite lines, things that were said on the program, and also we're getting some sunglasses. What are your favorite sunglasses? Tell us the style, the frames, or maybe the brand name. Captain Darrell Carpenter joins us now. And Darrell, what's your go-to pair of sunglasses for out on the waters of Grand Isle?
Well, Don, I'm going to tell you, as far as style-wise goes, I don't think anybody can beat Costa. They got some great stylists in there, and I like their glasses. My favorite was probably my Maui Jims, but I hadn't seen them in a couple of months. I don't know exactly where they are.
Yeah, I had a pair of Maui Jims, and they didn't hold up. I mean, they were one of the most flimsy pair of lenses, frames I ever had on those, and never went back to them. Costas, I've got several.
I don't like their nose guards. Yeah, I don't like their nose guards, but other than that, yeah, it was a good pair of glasses for me, but. You know, it just is what it is. I mean, the worst days are the days that you forget them on the picnic table and you're out there in that bright sun.
Absolutely. Well, Darrell, what's been going on fishing-wise down there? I know you guys probably fishing. We had a spy tell us y'all fishing with croakers down there. Is that true?
Don, look, what I'm catching, and I just got to where I wasn't separating them anymore, but I'm selling a mixture of croakers, mullets and pinfish, and let me tell you something. They got a little thing going on down here where they call the shrimp firecrackers and they call the croakers dynamite. If you want to see what C4 looks like, start fishing with pinfish. Start fishing with pinfish for speckled trout. Trout cannot stand a pinfish, and let me tell you, man, those pinfish. I mean, they just been annihilating those trout.
What size pinfish? You can't put a too big of a pinfish on there. Boy, that's a gnarly little critter as far as that back dorsal fin.
No, the ones we're catching are about an inch and a half, 2 inches long.
There you go.
And, and let me tell you, like I said, those trout despise them. But you know, it's been pretty good all week, and then Thursday came. And all of a sudden Thursday, everybody's scratching their head like, where'd the fish go? You know, so it's still got a little bit of inconsistency in it. But yesterday it picked up again. Yesterday was the first time probably in 2 weeks it was calm enough to actually get on the beach. And everybody just slaughtered them on the beach. And I think that's kind of the pattern. It's the majority of our fish population right now is sitting on that beach. They're running up and down those sandbars. And it's just Mother Nature won't always let us get to them. So when you're having to go in the back, and it's really strange, four bayou, the camp's at four bayou. Hit it Thursday, hour and a half, didn't get a single bite, not even a catfish bite. Other boats went back there yesterday and were boat flipping 3-pound trout one after the other. So it's just the inconsistency of it with this weather and all these windy conditions we've been having. But if you burn enough gas, you're going to find some fish. You know, Thursday we found fish late. They were on those pinfish. and they were nice fish. No throwbacks. You know, you didn't have to worry about any of that. They were nice sized fish. But you just had to spend, you know, we called the wrong stop for our first stop. And you had to spend some time and some gas finding them, and once you found them, you had some nice fish.
Darryl, two things on the pinfish. First, what's the best way to catch them, to get them? And second, how do you hook them? I usually like to hook them underneath that dorsal fin.
Well, we're catching them in our trawls, you know, when we go out for croakers. They're mixed in with the croakers. And, Don, with the small ones that I've been using, I typically been hooking them through the lips like a cockomena. It keeps them, you know, with the currents we've been fishing in. It keeps them nose into the current. Even if they're weak on you, you know, it keeps them looking like they're alive. And hey, it's been working. We've got a great hookup ratio with it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, for people that don't have a trawl, I guess they're out of luck because you don't find them at the bait shops.
No, they do sell pinfish traps that work as long as you've got a good population of pinfish. It's just, you know, it kind of looks like a crab trap with different funnels on it. So you can trap a pinfish. But other than that, like I said, I'm just about sold out this morning. I think I got one more customer coming. I pre-counted his, and I'm just about sold out for the morning.
Darryl, everybody's been wondering where the slot-sized reds are. They're starting to show up, particularly over there on the eastern side of the state. What's the story over there by you guys? Any improvement catching slot reds?
Yes, and the thing was, we had one boat yesterday that the customer requested redfish. So they went up north of Hackberry Bay and those areas up there where we got some marsh left. And it's not only the redfish, but the puppy drum. The little crew that went up there, we had one boat that actually had a full boat limit of drum and a full boat limit of redfish. So the redfish are starting to show up, good slot reds. They are considerably further north of Grand Isle. We did have under the lights here at the dock, Tuesday, just on a whim, something said, go look under the light. And there must have been a school of 30 or 40 little slot reds swimming past the lights. But yeah, I mean, they're there 1 minute and gone the next. So we've got some moving in down here closer to the island, closer to the coast. It's just taking the time to concentrate on them.
Yes, indeed. Well, Darryl, sounds like things are in full swing down there for the summertime. Got some rodeos coming up on tap, and the island's going to be getting even busier now that the summer vacations are kicking in. Somebody wants to get on your books and book one of your boats, tell them how to do it.
Well, they can find the information on your website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. They can go to realscreamers.com or just pick up the phone and give us a call at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, go get them and be careful of that heat.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. It has been hot.
Yes, it has. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Bye, Don. Have a good day.
All right, that is Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. All right, it's a sunglasses Saturday morning here. What's your favorite type of sunglasses, the brand, the lens, the frames? Text us, 504-260-1870. We'll take that along with your questions, your comments, your fishing reports. We got Captain Mike Gallo. We got Brendan Bayard and Ryan Lambert for reports. We got Ashley Ray with an event in Lacombe. We got a lot to talk about, plus Bad Boys of the Outdoors. Next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.